welcome to Tulane Tutor. I'm Anna, a third-year medical student, and today I'm here with Dean Kahn, who's going to answer one of the burning questions among the second years, what is the deal with the donut? If you have any questions about things you hear on this podcast, feel free to email TulaneTutor@gmail.com, and we'll try to get all of your questions answered. You can find more Tulane Tutor podcasts at audioboom.com/TulaneTutor.
So, Anna, thank you for allowing me to sort of elaborate on what we mean. So when we look at the third-year curriculum, we really have six required rotations, and one of them is a required rotation that's split, if you will. And those are medicine, family medicine, surgery, pediatrics, OB-GYN, and then psych neuro, where we ask you to do a month of each. So in order to get your class through all the rotations in the chronologic year, what we're doing is we're really dividing your class into six cohorts. The first cohort, for example, will start with medicine. After 2 months of medicine, they'll do family, then surgery, pediatrics, psych neuro, and they'll finish up with OB-GYN. The second cohort will start with family, and in the same sequence, we'll go through surgery, pediatrics, psych neuro, OB-GYN, and they will end with medicine, etc. Last year's class really described the concept of a donut because different groups are going to rotate from a different starting point, but the order is going to be the same for everybody. Fundamentally, one of the questions that I'm asked all the time is, I don't know where I should start, or I don't know what rotation I should end with. And let me just emphasize that it doesn't matter. If we gave you a choice, some of you might say, I want to go into medicine, and I know that, so I want to do that first, because that's when I'm most excited, least tired, and most enthusiastic. Others might say, I know I want to go into medicine, and I want to do that last, because then I have the benefit of all the other rotations. And others might say, I want to go into medicine, and I want to do it kind of in the middle. It really doesn't matter. The truth is, about a sixth of medical students in the country end up doing surgery last, no matter what that means, and some of them successfully match in surgery and go into surgery. So the order doesn't matter. What matters is that you get through these required core courses in the year's time. And the reason that's important is the bulk of your dean's letter that you get from me at the end of your third year, beginning of fourth year, are comments from these clinical rotations. If you hold off on one of these required rotations, that won't make it into your dean's letter, and that can sometimes be noted by residency directors and make you a less attractive candidate. So the donut really is a way of getting through all the required core rotations in the year so that you can have that information to pass Step 2 CK and also to be part of your dean's letter.
So, Dr. Kahn, one of the other questions that a lot of the T2s are asking is, if we have this set schedule of core rotations going one right after another, if somebody has, for example, a wedding that they want to go to or a presentation at a scientific conference that they want to go to, how much advance notice do they need to give to take time off? Can they take time off if they're scheduled to work on a weekend? And do you have to take time off in certain chunks of time or not?
I think that's a really good question. So let me start with a broad comment that students get 2 months off during the clinical years, third and fourth year. Most students, though, won't take a month off during the donut. The one exception to that is family medicine is not an 8-week rotation. Rather, it's a 6-week rotation. Some students take that 2 weeks as 2 weeks vacation. Some students fit an elective into that part of the donut. But fundamentally, if you have a wedding, if you're in a wedding, if you're presenting at a national meeting, we have a system, much like we do in the preclinical courses, where you fill out a CHIT form requesting an absence. We allow 3 days off per rotation as a maximum without requiring you to make up time. Now, that doesn't mean that you just take 3 days off each month, but what it means is that there's some flexibility for people to be in weddings, attend major family events, or present information. In general, as soon as you know that these events are occurring, let us know, and we'll get the CHIT form filled out. We also ask you to let the departments know, most notably your attending physician and residents, that you're going to be absent on a particular day. But the excuses actually come from my office because we keep track of all those sorts of things. So in short, students have 2 months off over their third and fourth year. And then if there are individual days, we can give excused absences. But if you know time enough in advance, you can often make sure that you're not on call that day or that your plans don't interfere with your clinical rotations.
Okay, great. And then one other question that I think has to do with the donut that a couple people asked was, if people don't know what they want to do, so they choose any donut track, and then they fall in love with whatever their sixth and last clerkship is, and it's getting pretty close to fourth year, is that the end of the world?
It is obviously not the end of the world. I know that was a rhetorical question. Remember, because we start rotations at Tulane in May, you actually start your first elective, if you will, in May of the following year, which is really 2 months earlier than most medical schools in the United States. Students have always found that there's ample time to explore what you want to do from May through even September. That's time for sub-internships, for things like honor surgery, for away rotations, etc. So there's really plenty of time. Even if that last rotation that you do is the thing that grabs you and says, this is a career for me.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm sure there'll be more questions for you, and we'll see you again.
My pleasure.